Greetings, Cincinnati. My name is Kathy Y. Wilson, and I am honored to be designated the first ever writer in residence for the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County. Part of my many duties as writer in residence, we, along with the Library Foundation and the team of under-roars and busy bees at the Public Library, we have come up with a schedule of public events that I'm really excited to share with listeners. Monday the 17th at 3:30, I will be at the Avondale Branch Library there on Reading Road in beautiful downtown Avondale. And I am conducting what I'm calling a kids read around. And what's going to happen is I'm going to bring my favorite children's books, Ego Tripping by Nikki Giovanni, Life Doesn't Frighten Me by Maya Angelou, Six by Seuss. I love Dr. Seuss, the original rapper. And I'm going to invite kids who are going to already be there. They get a lot of kids in their after-school program to read parts of their favorite books aloud with me. We're going to talk about the significance of reading everything, cereal boxes, street signs, rap lyrics, textbooks, whatever they like to read. And then I'm going to tell them how I became an early reader and a voracious reader. And that is Monday at 3:30 p.m. at the Avondale Branch. And then Tuesday, the 18th, I'm super, super excited about this. There's going to be a public conversation beginning at 6:30 p.m. It's going to go till probably 8 at the main library. It's called Inside the Writer's Head, a public conversation about a private process, and that will be moderated by my colleague at the University of Cincinnati, Jenny Wolfhart. We did a little prep for that at my house yesterday, and it's going to be dark and scary and funny. And then on Saturday, November 29th, for the closing event for the National Novel Writing Month, I'm going to be talking about what to do next. Now that you've written these pages and pages and pages of things, what happens next? Where do you go from there? I think most writers, when they write something, they really think it's like writing and then I'm going to get published. And that is not true. So I'm going to be crushing dreams on November 29th. For more information about everything I've talked about, you can go to wvxu.org. Right now, I am reading Mo Mehta Blues by Questlove, the drummer for The Roots. And it is really about a creative soul finding his place, and his place happens to be in music, but all of the minutiae of music, so all like the factoids and the liner note stuff and the, you know, how many people appeared the most times on Soul Train in 1975, and in his path to, you know, just being a music head and just a musical genius. He really is a savant, but I'm enjoying it, though. He's a good writer.